Hello, and welcome to Put People First Radio. Put People First Radio tells the untold stories of everyday people in Vermont and reports on their struggles to organize for a government that puts people and the planet first. In this episode, we'll hear about the action at the Governor's Conference in Burlington, Vermont, and the upcoming People's Convention for Human Rights. Stay tuned. On Sunday, July 29th, hundreds of people turned out in Burlington, Vermont to protest a closed-door conference of governors and premiers from New England and Canada. Groups from across the region came together to tell elected officials loud and clear that governments must be accountable and transparent and must both protect our human rights as well as the environment.
We're here on the steps of the Burlington City Hall, and all around you see folks who have converged here holding different signs. Some signs are about the oil and the coal situation. Some signs say put people first. There are signs in different languages, and it's a lot of different kinds of people, a really colorful crowd.
I think it's incredibly important to come together because power brokers, governors, the elites, they don't make their decisions in a vacuum, and we need to hold them accountable for what they are doing and be a part of the process of decision making and really be demanding participation and transparency in this system, because right now the system is working exactly as it was designed to work. It's cheating people of what they need to live, and it's making a planet that's unable of reproducing life, and I think we need to intervene and change the system.
Well, I'm here with a delegation from the CLAS, which is a student union in Quebec, and we were invited by the people organizing the Convergence. And we're just here to show solidarity with the struggles going on over here, because we're on strike right now in Quebec for students' issues. But it's not just about tuition fees. It's about justice, equity, and a lot bigger issues: the environment, women's rights. So we're here. We're here because what's going on at the governor's conference doesn't suit us either.
While the executives that govern us sit with corporate executives and lobbyists from energy companies set on making more and more profits, we are here to send a different message. We're here to ask them to focus on the human rights of the people in the region in a process that engages them in their governments accountable for protecting those rights.
Many groups were there to speak out against the tar sands pipeline proposed to be built across New England and to draw connections between climate change and the struggle for human rights. Participants created a human oil spill in front of the hotel where the conference was happening to draw attention to the danger of tar sands oil.
So we're here in solidarity with our brothers and sisters from Canada and the Northeast to protest against environmental destruction by the tar sands.
The tar sands is a huge undertaking in Alberta to dig up oil, which is part of a sand formation. So it's a surface formation, but it takes a tremendous amount of energy to get that oil out of the sand. It's got to be heated, and then it's a complex mix of chemicals. And the Canadian company Enbridge wants to pipe it south through the U.S. to Gulf refineries, but it not only is it devastating to the environment where it's being mined, but it's terribly dirty. So it's, 15 or 20% more polluting than standard oils for consumption for fuels. So it's a disaster in the making.
One thing I'm very concerned about, climate change and the fact that both our governments and powerful moneyed interests that are making the decisions for us are taking the steps necessary to ensure that, civilization continues and the human race continues. I mean, I think that climate change is pretty scary, and we got a taste of what kinds of things can happen last fall when Hurricane Irene came through Vermont and caused massive flooding and stuff. And that kind of storm and that kind of environmental crisis is going to happen with more frequency.
No tar sands northeast is what we're here for. Thank you.
later in the afternoon, in a dramatic turn of events, the Burlington police used tear gas and rubber bullets on protesters attempting to block the buses carrying the governors from leaving the hotel. In contrast to the Governor's Conference, the upcoming People's Convention for Human Rights offers a space for people to envision and articulate a better world.
We realize that we all have to be in this together because we're up against some really powerful forces that are benefiting from the status quo. So although we all maybe have focused on a lot of different issues in the past, we also need to recognize that we really need to come together and work together to be a powerful enough force to make real change.
I'm really excited because I think that from here, when we voice our collective frustration and show our collective power, we need to move into a visioning conversation and a visioning situation where we can all sit down together and talk about what we want and what our vision is and how we're going to meet our needs and how human rights and organizing around human rights will do that. And I'm really excited to go to the People's Convention and be a part of that conversation, because I think that this weekend is a point on the journey for human rights for everyone on the planet, and I think the People's Convention is another stop on that journey, and I'm excited to be a part of both of them.
We also want to invite everyone here to join us Labor Day weekend here in Burlington, September 1st and 2nd, for the first ever Vermont People's Convention and Human Rights as we build one movement for the people and the planet. We invite everyone here and your organizations to join us in the human rights movement that includes our rights as a healthy environment and a livable planet here and now for generations to come. And we will continue to demonstrate that ordinary people joining together can make the governments put people first.
Put People First Radio is a program of the People's Media Project. For more information, go to www.workerscenter.org/media/radio.